The second trial of Tai Chan began in court yesterday with jury selection. It took the whole first day for both sides to select a 15-person jury pool with 12 jurors and three alternatives. Chan's first trial, which spanned 2 weeks and included hundreds of exhibits and testimony from nearly 60 witnesses, ended in a mistrial last June when the jury couldn't make a unanimous verdict. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy accused of shooting and killing fellow deputy Jeremy Martin back in 2014 at Hotel Encanto. Chan's defense team says that their client was acting in self-defense. Day 3 of the second trial for Tai Chan took place yesterday in the district courthouse. Tai Chan is the former Santa Fe County deputy who was accused of killing fellow deputy Jeremy Martin back in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. Yesterday, jurors heard testimony from firearms expert Steve Guetta and were also able to ask the expert questions on a written form. Jurors also heard testimony from several hotel guests who were on the 7th floor of the hotel the night of the shooting. The jury heard testimony from hotel guest and witness Edward Hasselwood. Hasselwood told the jury what he heard outside his hotel room door the night of the shooting.
From my right to the left of us facing my hotel door, and as after those footsteps running down the hallway, I heard another volley of shots, of four or five shots that followed that. Immediately following that, I heard someone say very clearly, very distinctively, call 911.
Mesilla Valley News will continue coverage of the murder trial tomorrow morning. Day 4 of the second trial for Tai Chan took place today in the district courthouse. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy who was accused of killing fellow deputy Jeremy Martin back in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. Yesterday, jurors heard testimony from Hotel Encanto security and more employees working the night of the shooting. Martin Zamora of hotel security recalls hearing a loud bang and going up the stairwell of the 7th floor, only to find Martin running towards the elevators bleeding. Retired Las Cruces Sergeant Todd Froats also took to the stands to tell the jury how he found Jeremy Martin the night of the shooting.
In the audio was he was riddled with bullet holes. There was blood on the floor. The male individual was unresponsive to us trying to talk to him.
The trial resumes today and is expected to go on until next week. Day 5 of the second trial for Tai Chan is wrapping up in the district courthouse. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy who was accused of killing fellow deputy Jeremy Martin in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. Today, the jury had a chance to hear from the LCPD evidence tech, Sherry Villalpando Hill, and the defense was wanting to point out scratches on Chan's face that were photographed. Also taking the witness stand was LCPD officer Max Weir, who showed text and phone records to the jury. The defense was trying to make sure they had all text messages between Chan and Martin submitted as evidence. The trial is expected to go on until next week. Day 6 of the second trial for Tai Chan is happening right now in the district courthouse. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy who was accused of killing fellow deputy Jeremy Martin back in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. The defense strongly questioned the validity of an audio recording of Tai Chan made soon after he shot Jeremy Martin. The defense claims the audio file was trimmed from its original recording in the first trial.
Did in fact pull up the what is contained on his computer, the original, and indicated that this was pulled directly from the original.
The prosecution yesterday brought to the stand Officer Jared Cosper, who explained to the jury the condition and situation that officers found Tai Chan in after the shooting took place. Cosper explained how the arresting officers were concerned about Chan having a firearm in his hand at the time of his arrest.
Due to where he was positioned in the stairwell, we couldn't see where he was speaking from. So he was told to come to an area that we could see him, showing us his hands first, because of the fact that he had stated he had a firearm. We weren't sure where that firearm was currently at or if he had it in his hands at that time.
The trial continues today. Day 7 of the second trial for Tai Chan saw the defense get a chance to cross-examine their own witness in the district courthouse yesterday. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy who was accused of killing fellow deputy Jeremy Martin in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. A scheduling conflict allowed for the defense to call its own witness, even though the state is still not done presenting its list of witnesses. Philip Trumpeter, a police psychologist from California, told jurors on what he saw on the copy of Chan's remarks made after his arrest. Trumpeter believes that Chan's actions are consistent with the way officers would generally respond with a threat. Martin was shot 5 times by Chan, which Trumpeter said police officers are trained to respond with deadly force and that officers will continue to fire until the threat is gone.
So I think you'll see a wide range of when officers decide to stop shooting when that threat is stopped. Some can perceive it rather quickly if they believe that the person, whatever threat that they were presenting that seemed deadly, seems no longer to be imminent, and they'll stop. Others I've seen continue to fire until they put a person down. And even then, they're not sure that they don't still pose a deadly threat if there's still movement and the possibility that someone can still return fire.
Day 8 of the Tai Chan trial took place today at the district courthouse. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy accused of killing his fellow deputy Jeremy Martin in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. The prosecution took to the stand expert witness Joseph Foster, who explained to the jury the sequence of the shots fired that night based on his independent forensic investigation.
The first shot could be either impact C or impact D. And there's an interesting characteristic to this because the OMI describes both of these shots as traveling upward through the decedent's body. And that would indicate that the subject, as he was exiting the room, was bent over, with the one from C to A being the most radical bend in order to get the abdominal area to line up into a position lower than the buttocks. That would be consistent with someone ducking.
Coverage of the Tai Chan trial will continue tomorrow. Day 9 of the Tai Chan trial is taking place in the district courthouse. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy accused of killing his fellow deputy partner, Jeremy Martin, back in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. The state yesterday rested its case, allowing the defense to start presenting witnesses. DNA experts and psychology experts were called to the stand along with second cousin of Tai Chan, Nicole Janes, who was with both Chan and Martin at Dublin's the night of the shooting. She recalls how both men were drinking a combination of energy drinks with vodka. She also explained how both men were already having arguments throughout the night.
Later on in the night, they were at the bar service area, and I just heard their voices elevated. It wasn't a full yell, but they were louder than what I should have heard from a normal level of conversation.
Day 10 of the Tai Chan trial is taking place at the district courthouse. Tai Chan is a former Santa Fe County deputy accused of killing his fellow deputy partner Jeremy Martin in October of 2014 at Hotel Encanto. The defense called Tai Chan's wife Leah Tafoya to the stand and explained how she was pregnant the night of the shooting. She also told the jury the first time she was notified of the shooting that she was told Chan was the one who was shot.
I thought that Tai was dead. And I told my sister and his brother, and I drove to Las Cruces thinking that Tai was dead.